homeless people for taking care of or mental illness, or at least
no. I was on the market. There was a woman on the market selling stuff, and she was telling a story about the Albert Cuyp market, where there was a huge police, there was an eviction, there was a total mess on the market.
Yeah.
Because one person living on the street, on the Albert Cuyp street, he was misadjusted. He just freaked out.
Oh, okay.
He started throwing things out the window.
Oh, wow.
And what they did, they didn't go there with a person trying to understand what was going on. They went there with full police force.
Well, that's the norm.
They
evicted
the whole market.
The whole market.
And the woman telling this from the market, she was... So I was thinking, she will be worried about the person that was... But she was angry with the person.
Oh, wow.
Because he was causing the eviction.
Interesting, yeah.
So the blame game is just totally fucked up.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We are normal and he's not. So he's to blame.
Yeah. I mean, all I can think is that they were looking for an excuse and they found it to kick the market out.
It's sad. But, you know, it's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a person in a really evil situation because he was in a panic. He was...
Yeah.
Very much in need of help.
Yeah, yeah.
Help.
Yeah, and if it's not
and
profitable
get,
to help that
person... And
you get
police helicopters.
Yeah.
What fuck, man?
That's horrible, yeah. Yeah, similar
and this
stuff
is the climate
in
now in this country. I don't know how much you are aware, but
no,
we have a
never,
fascist
yeah.
government now.
Oh, shit. Well, we're about to in America.
And all gates are open. It's fucked up. Police violence is extreme at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And today I'm very worried. I was almost going to go to Den Haag because there is another Extinction Rebellion blockade from... They do a highway blockade inside the city of Den Haag. They've been doing this a lot.
Oh, wow.
And now, because of the new fascist government who is... openly planning to eliminate all climate mitigation measures taken ever by anyone, including Europe.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
I'm worried about the police violence from today, because today is, this week the new fascist government was presented to the people.
Oh, that sucks.
But yeah. So I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like fascism is taking over.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would see it.
Because this Trump idiot, he's going to win easy. Because
I think he's
going to
win, yeah.
I don't know, I'm not following the news much, but as far as I know, Biden is out and down, and he's never going to get up again.
Well, I think the issue with Biden is...
Trump is still standing because nobody dares to kick him in the face.
Well, so I think there's two things going on. One is Biden has a stutter, but he doesn't like he likes to say that he doesn't because he it's like he took a long time to overcome this. Mm. So he comes across and he can't speak because he has a stutter. But then also he's old. But Trump is only 3 years younger. It's just as old. It's just that he...
And just as senile.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that he has diarrhea of the mouth and then Biden's got the other kind where he doesn't. So, but like, you know, if if Biden would just spray paint himself orange and like get a weave on his head, then maybe people would like him more. But I think it's deeper than that. It's the thing is, Trump is actually, do you know the Worldwide Wrestling Federation? Trump is actually in the Hall of Fame.
My son was a fan.
Oh, yeah. I kind of appreciate it as... a thing. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it too much. But
it's a very peculiar art form.
Well, Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame, and he was actually...
He was a wrestler, actually?
There was a stunt where he was a wrestler in a way.
Yeah.
So he is... He's performative. He's just, like, performing this
that's all
asshole.
He does.
He is an asshole, and he's, like, convicted rapist and, all this horrible stuff. But that's, like, just sort of his...
Yeah, he's an actor.
act, yeah. So,
but the same is here with the fascist government. They're all actors. The only thing that counts these days in politics, and this has been coming a long time, is the 10-second clip.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the guy who is not the prime minister, but he's the chief fascist, Wilders, the white hair guy, he is the one saying the 10-second quotes. And he knows.
Yeah.
He is he's as good a performer as Trump, at least, I think.
Yeah.
And he knows, he knows. He knows which 10 seconds will be the ones dominating the news, and he knows how to say them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this, well, if you want to go kind of farther back, we'll use Facebook as an example.
Don't say this word too much, because three times you're out. If you use this word three times, I'm gone.
Okay.
I will not talk to you again today.
Well, so the CEO optimizes for money. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you have this platform where anger and anger is the thing that rises to the top.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it's probably obvious by now, but it's shaped the world, shaped the country, and it's created Trump.
Well, it shaped a whole new way of communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was not there before, because people were talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was always there, but this is just amplified and monetized.
Yeah, yeah. Commodified, monetized. Yeah, that's the trick, because then it becomes a pump for money.
Yeah.
And if you pump it up, you get more.
Yeah, so...
So if you pump up the anger...
I think the question is, should we try to find a way to monetize peace, or the opposite, or should we just break the whole system down, or... I don't know.
Monetizing is a dead end.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean the real problem here is that is the monetization itself.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the only thing that has become a measure of value, the only thing that's a measure of value, is like this number representing money.
Yeah, yeah. It's capital for capital's sake.
There is a huge value system developed by the human race in thousands and thousands of years
it's lines of code in COBOL servers sitting mostly in America but around the world. It's these servers written in COBOL,
that's
a database and a ledger, and then certain governments have the ability to just change that ledger and hopefully for the benefit, but who knows. But it's a horrible system.
So yeah, let's celebrate our complex value system.
Yes.
As much as we can.
Yeah, and I mean,
make
I
it
think
more
there's,
complicated
there's
even, because it shouldn't be simple.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think there's hope, because it's so obvious that it can't go on forever. And the more it becomes obvious... I mean,
you need to have at least a microsecond of thinking to...
Yeah. I mean, I think you need regulation, the right kind of regulation, I think.
But I mean, the regulation is it's co-written by the evil companies. So
Well, so I think
it's literally true in the Netherlands. The CEOs of oil companies are invited to the table to help write the energy policy of the future.
Yeah, that's same in America, and we have the cigarette companies. Trying to mitigate cancer from cigarettes. It's like,
we're having an extremely
nice,
good time here. We're laughing. But I mean, we are so lucky that we are here.
Yeah, yeah, and that we can still
because
talk about this stuff.
Because we are here, and this is where we can be.
Yeah, yeah.
As human as we are.
Yeah. Yeah, nice vegan food and.
Well, not much today, but...
You came a little too late. There was good food there, so sorry.
I'm almost too late. I'm used to it.
Wow.
I was going to ask you to please tell a little bit about this workshop you did, because I missed everything.
Oh, I haven't. I was just bragging about my projects. So this will eventually be a workshop. It's still a work in progress.
But you had a lot of AI shit also?
That was the guy before me.
Oh, okay.
I have played around with AI. I managed to spin up a little offline AI server.
Mm-hmm.
And then I integrated AI with my coding environment, except I picked Gemini, which is the Google one, so I have to make sure that I have the VPN on, or it'll know that I'm in a different country.
I'm using Whisper, which is from Google, OpenAI.
Whatever,
I don't know. But Whisper is you can install on your local machine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is what I do. And what Whisper is doing, I'm using it. Well, I have a big plan with it, for transcription of this audio.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes.
The good thing, I'm so grateful to this AI and to the imperfections of technology because it's making such beautiful errors.
Nice, yes, yes.
Oh, man. Well, but the complication is that the errors are of the kind that prohibits me from ever putting them as they are online. I cannot do this.
Can you just have a disclaimer on or something?
No.
Okay.
What I will do is, I don't know, maybe you are a smart man. I want to do is I have hundreds of hours of audio online. They're available.
Oh, nice. Yeah, give me your
open
link to all that. Yeah.
And what I do is I run the Whisper over all the audio. Okay. It will produce files.
Okay.
Like a file name and a time pointer.
Yeah.
To a text. Next thing. So I collect all these text files with the index.
Yeah.
I put them in a thing.
Oh, cool.
And then I make an interface for the user, and the user can either speak to the machine or the user can type.
Okay.
They type something like fuck you. No, let's say
a little more
patapoo. Let's say snake patapoo because it's a nice example. User says patapoo, so the user wants to hear all the times that patapoo has been said. So the search engine goes to the AI generated text files,
looks
for a word similar to patapoo because patapoo. There is a huge list of ways that patapoo has been written by the AI.
Oh, okay.
I think the AI has hardly ever had it right.
Oh.
But there's at least 20 different ways of writing patapoo and making it sound very funny. Huh. So, user types word gets like a fuzzy search into the text files.
Interesting, yeah.
And there's a weight to the errors and to the madness, and then you get the best results.
And
you'll hear some audio.
That's great. It's like,
and so you have no idea why.
I lived in China for a couple of years, and the kind of misinterpretations that would happen would sometimes lead to deeper meaning.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm trying to learn, I don't know, because I can't focus so much, I haven't gotten very deep in many of the languages, but, you know, I can order dumplings in Chinese, I can get a beer in German. I don't know any Dutch, I know some Afrikaans.
Close enough. If you use Afrikaans here, everybody will understand.
Well, yeah, not enough to say much, but I know lekker is like cool.
Lekker.
But
it's also nice tasting. It's also lekker. Lekker is a very versatile word.
Oh, okay. And then Japanese, I can count numbers. So it's fun to if you're okay
but,
with the misinterpretations.
This whole so-called ADHD thing that you are supposed to be suffering from. Are you having the feeling that you are able to use it as a really productive
I mean, yes and no. I know so honestly the best drug for me would be cocaine. It would help focus me, but there's many problems. One, it's illegal. Two is whatever you get, it's not going to be pure. So there's I don't even try. So that's one way to cope with it is with uppers. So I have I don't even know the name of it. It's like Ritalin kind of thing.
So counterintuitive to me.
Well, it works. It helps to focus. So it's if it's something I really need to focus on, but I try to build my life around not having to focus. But if I do have to focus, the drugs I have help. They're legal drugs, but they're basically cocaine. They're uppers. And then The other thing is that, that of course I forgot, because I can't remember the other thing. So but...
Well, yeah, maybe you know, we've had a very beautiful long conversation now, and I really am very happy that we met.
Yeah, yeah, me too. This is cool. How do I get your? How do I listen to you?
Yeah, it's just an address. It's
Ba. Oh, okay.
Ba.Amsterdam. That's all. Oh. You can type it in 10 seconds, I think. And you are.
Yeah, you can scan that.
Tree Factory. Well, I'll just bring it. I'll, it's interesting. And these are just some of your projects?
Yes.
Great.
B-A-H. Well, there's an Amsterdam.
TLD.
TLD. Amsterdam. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's it. Stemmen op de radio.
The page looks. That's great.
And I have to say, I typed every letter of HTML myself.
Oh, cool. I love it.
No external sources will be used on this page.
It's organic HTML.
That's a trick, you know. I learned to program.
Nice.
I learned myself to program on the Commodore 64 when it came out.
Oh, wow, cool.
I am from that generation.
I learned on the Atari 800XL, so probably a couple years younger.
I'm a Commodore religion.
Nice.
I really love WoW.
Yeah.
And then what I did, so when the internet came, I was already doing a lot of programming.
Oh, so I was really into programming and learning all about computers, and then when I turned 13... I discovered girls. And I gave up coding until college.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
But where are you based? You are based in Amsterdam, or are
you, no. I'm half in the United States and half in China. So,
China?
Yeah.
Ah, Shenzhen. That's why you can order the dumplings.
Yeah.
Otherwise you die.
Yeah. Zhu Ruo Bao Zi, my favorite. But I discovered, I lived in Beijing for a couple years, and I discovered I had a Beijing accent. So when I went moved to Shenzhen, people didn't understand me, and I couldn't figure out why. And it was like, oh, I have this accent. I had to
wrong language.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have a break now. Because,
okay. Very cool. Thank you. Yeah.
Very nice meeting you. I don't know. I'm Hans.
I'm Tori.
Tori. It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Hans.
Speak. But you will be here more.
I'll be here tomorrow, and then. Well, I'm in the red light district, and I was like, "Oh, cool! This is gonna be fun." And it turns out, they're just like these greedy people, just trying to get as much money from you as possible, and it's not fun at all. So. I've got another couple nights. Well, I had to discover it myself.
Yeah, of course you have to.
But
how can it be not fun? Yeah. You have to experience.
When I travel, I try to plan as little as possible. I just point myself in a direction. So, like, for instance, I tried to go to Budapest, I think, and I went to Transylvania instead, because that's where the train
if
was.
If you ever come to Budapest again, can you maybe bring a flyer from there, from a political party?
Oh, okay.
That is actually promising free beer.
Oh, wow. That's.
I need a flyer.
Actual paper. Back. Actually, I might.
Thing I need.
Okay.
It's really important.
I don't think I'll be back. There is a small chance, though.
Because
my next step
but
is
it's fun, you know, because you know, this is also connected to the fascist government, because when there were elections, the normal political parties were accusing the fascist parties of handing out free beer.
Oh, wow. Well, that was I know in some of the early elections in America,
and
1800s.
And then I heard this
beer.
From this Budapest, a Hungarian party, and I said, oh man, that's great. If all the people who wanted to vote for free beer emigrate to Hungary.
Yes.
We'll take care of here. Don't worry, we'll take care of it. Yeah. Just go, free beer. Look there, free beer.
Oh my God.
Go.
Yeah, there was a thing where London was trying to send people to
Ghana.
Ghana, yeah?
No.
Yeah. That's I'm just like, what?
Not even back to Ghana. I mean, they want to send people who want to live in Britain, who are on the run for whatever, you know, for famine, war, you name
it.
They can knock on the door, and then the British guy will say, ah, hey, hello. You are very welcome here, but can you wait in Ghana first?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes. It doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, if you come from the South Pole.
Yeah. Well, I heard.
And you knock on the door, and they say, yeah, yeah, okay, wait in Ghana. Don't call us, we'll call you.
I don't know how to feel about that. Because it seems like there seems to be kind of a positive thing.
No, there is nothing positive about this, because the only reason
Ghana
why this is happening. Yeah, no, no,
from
not
the
Ghana. No, no, no,
there.
No. There is a very, very, very corrupt idiot
That's
in power in Ghana.
Oh, I'm uninformed about this. I just found out about
it.
There you go.
Yeah. There is nothing positive about it.
Oh, wow.
It's only money. Come on.
Yeah.
It's only money where it should be about people.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway. We have to stop this because we were having a good time again, and then you start talking about this hopeless situation again.
Let's do more stuff like this and be helpful. I'll definitely check out. I'll at least look for my voice because
you have a nice voice.
All right. Thank you. You have some interesting things that you said.
Thank you very much.
Not shy, whatever about my voice. I don't like the sound of my
modest
voice. Thank you. That means
thank
a lot.
You.
All right.
Ciao. Lieve luister, dat was nou wel even een gesprekje. Ik ga even ademhalen. Ik weet niet wat jij doet, lieve luisteraar, maar ik ga even ademhalen. Nou, je bek, patapoe.
No! This is an old!
وانات كفايتي قدمكم شيخ الرميتي الحقانية القديمة تحيا الجزائر انا اللي غرست النخلة ولو كان جبتها لجناني انا اللي غرست النخلة ولو كان جبتها لجناني الغرس ما يجينا الرحلة يبغي اللي بوالو هاني والغرس ما يجينا الرحلة ويبغي اللي بوالو هاني وكان الربح وبرايزي يلا غرستها صديت عليها فندرت بام وزدت القفلي رجالي اللي يحظوها درت الباب والقفلين عندي رجالي اللي يحظوها يا منين الربح شو رايشين يا اللي غرستها صديت عليها يخدم فيها ودانك يا دانك دانك داني ودانك يا دانك دانك داني ودانك يا دانك دانك داني يا دانك يا دانك دانك داني هي قلبي بغى تمر النخلة والحاجدين ما هنوني قلبي بغى تمر الصحراء وسيبت من بعيد وجاني سيبت من بعيد وجاني بحالي ما زلتنيش وانا قلبي مضرار خطرة بلا دراهم ما هي في بالي يا المال يفطيني والطيلة وعار يا والمال يفطيني والطيلة وعار يبغي لي قبال وهاني راني مريض يا بن عاشق الحب والغرام يزيدوا محنا بلات محنا هتفت سطع للقديم جديد يب سطع للقديم جديد عيت المحاين نصبر بيدي زيد كل محاني نار الغرام دي ما تحرق داخل الجوارح تسمي الحكم والغرام تكدر والحلم للفوقاني
انا راه في خطرنا الساعة وجدة او في خطرنا الساعة مغلية
Yeah. محبوب دوب 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 يا وداني لا بلاش علمني لا ناش شنسي فاناشي بيبي علمني عداني لا بلاش علمني لا ناش شنسي فاناشي
الميزان عبد القادر السعيدي بقادر جلو عبد اللي
يا ديدي وصبر يا ديدي وصبر يا ديدي وصبر من عاير بيا رفيقتك يا محنة قلبي محنة قلبي يا ويلي يا بغيتي يا
كل نهار ما تخاف من الحسين ما تحارب وقالت انطيها لحبيب قلبي في النار واش يدير اللي يكون يختب تبري عادي بخاطر الناس زينين بخاطر حمزة ومعزة وعمار ومعزة وبخاطر محمد برقانة ويحيى وهاشم عسكر بخاطر الحبيب والشيخ تسغال تاج ديوية وبخاطر عبدقة ود الحاج غدام بصيهم ويحيى والعقولات سيدي بو عبد الله يحيوا الناس زينين
صحيح
بخاطر غلام الله والله يجيب الشفاء لحميده بن حمادي
يرحم مريضة يا ديدي الصبرية يا ديدي الصبرية
يخلي
المحنة يخلي الدبلة خليك